Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Jams by Sakudi. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Now, I don't know if it's just my life being hectic or whatever, you know, kids and everything, but I had no clue that Sakudi was dropping. I vaguely remember him saying something about it maybe some months ago that, you know, there's going to be a project coming through, but I did not have the date. I did not have any intel on this. On the other hand, Wizkid dropped on the 11th after bumping it from the 4th, so my focus was on Wizkid, but when Sakudi drops, I listen. I always listen. Anyway, he dropped Jams, which is 10 songs, 35 minutes, 17 seconds of runtime. This was dropped under Eagle Success with exclusive license to Ziki Media on November 11, 2022. Geez, the features, it is stacked, and we'll start from the top. King Promise, Oxlade, Ink Boy, Loj, Cranium, Cena Soul, Joe Boy, Black Sheriff, Benson, FKA Buju. Woo! The lineup alone is fire. Absolute fire. And it makes you want to listen. And in terms of production credit, there's the likes of Kublon, Guilty Beats. I mean, it's Guilty Beats. He's got a few credits on there. Mastercraft. Who else is on this album? Actually, Guilty Beats has got like 3 songs so far. MOG. MOG is pretty fire. MOG looks like it's got a couple of credits too. And yeah. That's pretty much everything there. So, in terms of production credits, there's also TSB. So, there's about four producers in total. So, the very first thing that stood out is the fact that the opening song is Labadi featuring King Promise, which he dropped around September. And this is a Afro piano type vibe, so a fusion of Afrobeats and Amapiano. It really kind of leans more into the house Afro house / Amapiano lane, and that is interesting for Sakudi to start an album like that. You would think that he might go with the hard-hitting raps and all that, but that alone just tells you it's not that kind of album. And Sakudi's got a habit of doing this, actually. Sakudi's got a habit of doing this anyway. When you look at the 2019 EP Alpha, this was like straight up, you know, for the hip-hop heads, right? He did that for his people. And then you look at Black Love, and it was a lot of Afro beats, some high life, you know, a fusion, really. He still raps, but the beats and just the feelings of the songs are really not hip-hop. And this is pretty much what he's doing on Jams. And of course, it goes without mentioning that last year he gave us No Pressure, and that was straight up a hip-hop album, straight up. And this is what he seems to be doing a lot of in the last few years, probably going back on 5 years. He gives us something which is more commercial and goes beyond the hip-hop side of things, and then he gives us a hip-hop album. So you kind of know what you're getting with Sakudi, one way or another. So as I moved along listening to Jams' second track, She Bad, featuring Oxlade, another Amapiano vibe, I was like, okay. And then interestingly, track 3, Confirm, that one, Amapiano again. But here's what he did on Confirm. He wrote the whole song himself. Like, it was Sakudi start to finish. And why I highlight this song in particular is because what that does is he is showing us his versatility. Like, hey, I'm not just gonna get all the best Afrobeat singers, like Oxlade is a man of the moment right now with Kulosa. I'm not just gonna get Oxlade and get him to do the chorus for me and I just rap. He actually, and it's one of the nicest songs on this album. Confirm is one of the nicest songs on this album. Listen to it and you're like, okay, Sakuri. Yeah, very, very nice. And well done. The tempo is great and perfect timing for December vibes as well. Parties and everything else. This song, I think, is going to do some serious damage. And you know what this reminds me of, honestly, is the fact that Amapiano cannot be stopped. But maybe more annoyingly to my South African friends, Afropiano cannot be stopped. This really showcases that Afropiano is going to be the sound for 2022. And the fact that two of the biggest artists on the continent, which is Wizkid and Sakodi, in different lanes and spaces, have dropped albums on the same day, and the leading sound is the Amapiano Afropiano fusion. Bruh. It's obvious. This is the sound that's going to take us into 2023, and anybody's guess, nobody can stop it. As I moved on listening to jams, track 5 was also, oh, that one stood out, the one with Loj, Cougar. It is a vibe. There's something gritty about it, but it's on that Afro Island vibe. I was talking about it with Mark on the podcast, on his podcast, 30 Minutes with Mark today. And this is the sound that you're also going to find on the Wizkid album. And doesn't that tell you something? This is what happened with Drake when he released Honestly Nevermind. People were just like, Drake. And then Beyonce released a dance album and people are like, okay, these people are onto something. And this is exactly what's happening here. Just that it's Wizkid and Sakodi. Cougar featuring Loj, that's going to be a fire song. Listen to that one. And Forever with Cranium. And I promise this is going to be the last Wizkid comparison. Wizkid did a song with Skilly Bang and Shinsia. Here we've got Sakodi doing a jam with Cranium. You see what's happening here? The exchange of energies. And also, we've got the fire song, Bubble It, Yemi Alade and Spice. We are now discovering each other, especially on the Jamaican and African scenes. But this is going to be a ripple effect in the Caribbean. Not that these are the first collabos, but the collabos are more visible. It's now more than just album tracks. There's something there. So it's really cool to see. And I think same way Sakodi, you know, is planting his seeds for the African market, the wider African market, he's also planting his seeds for the Caribbean market, starting with the Jamaicans. A track for the hip-hop heads on this one is definitely Countryside featuring Black Sheriff, who's, again, one of the artists of the moment. This one is unique, man. This is a unique song in entirety. There's something different about it and something sticky about it as well. It could become a big thing, so, you know, I'd watch this one. But also, track number 10, Better Days featuring Benson. This tune, it's another one that exists in that Afro Island vibes, the percolating rhythms, the mid-tempo, you know, and it's a vibe. And you know, Benson's got the vocals too. Listen to this song, it's gonna become something for sure. And this is really it. That's 10 tracks on jams, and many of them could become singles, standalone singles, and they could become hits as well. With this album, no questions whatsoever that Sakodi has hit the spot. I really like what he's doing on here, and there's every chance that, you know, he could land on some very nice hits, and there's not too much to say about it except listen to jams by Sarkodie. And especially if you're into Afro beats and Sarkodie style anyway, you're likely going to walk away with quite a few songs, maybe even 8 or so out of the 10. This is a really, really, really dope album, and I have much expectation for what might happen with it. I'll score this one a 7 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.